Good day, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Welcome back. Sharp losses developed in lean hog futures trade today as traders quickly backed away from any sign of support seen yesterday. Cattle markets were lightly traded in a mixed direction with very little activity seen throughout the morning. Corn prices were lower in light trade today. May corn futures about 1 cent lower. Stock markets higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 14 points higher. NASDAQ up 33 points. In live cattle, futures remained focused on narrow trading ranges as most commercial and investment traders remained on the sidelines throughout the end of the week. Some additional market shifts, though, were expected in the last hour of trade as traders prepared for the upcoming cattle on feed report, but the overall direction of the market was not expected to be as significantly changed over the near future. And in feeder cattle, narrow trading ranges held across the entire complex, with feeder cattle markets mixed following sluggish morning activity. Contracts hovered from 35 cents lower to 25 cents per hundredweight higher. The light volume added price shifts based on just a few of the traders that remained in the market. And grain futures were mixed today as markets around the world waited for news out of Washington, where a vote in the House today on new health care legislation was expected. Corn prices, meanwhile, were fractionally lower today, keeping May futures to a range of just a penny overnight during a lightly traded and choppy session. Good demand and expectations for lower acres in 2017 provided some support to a market still holding yesterday's break to new 2017 lows. Soybeans, though, tried to halt steady overnight selling after breaking to new 5-month lows. May futures finally started to reach oversold levels after the trading range of the past 2 weeks around $10 gave way. And finally, wheat prices were mostly higher today, finding some support despite rainy forecasts for the next 2 weeks. Spring wheat, the leader recently, was soft, while winter wheat contracts gained a little traction. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.